This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Tim Mize back here at the Big House on West Main in Carthen Villas. Darren Zanid, the AD, he's a good man on his job. I didn't grab a program on my way in, and Darren, he emailed it to me, he did. And he brought it up to me anyway. Darren's a good man. And here we go. The regional is underway. The tap controlled by Pittsfield, and they will get it first as Cox wins the tap over Painter. Litchfield comes out man-to-man on the right wing with Waters. Right side of the key now with Katie Cox. Left wing it goes to Ellie Ten Eyck on the right baseline now with Waters. Back into the hands of Katie Cox, the 5'9 sophomore. Spinning middle, checked there by Becky Painter in the Litchfield man-to-man. Back to Merriman on the left wing now with Lemons. On the baseline in the left corner with the freshman Ellie Ten Eyck. Eyck brings it back across the head of the key with the pass to Merriman. On the right baseline with Waters. Pittsfield showing the patience here on the game's opening possession. Cox on the spin, cut off by Painter, fouled by Painter. That'll be the first on Litchfield. As Litchfield will have it out of bounds. They did not call a foul on Painter. They called a travel on Pittsfield. So it's Purple Panther basketball. 50 seconds gone by first quarter. Here's Jackson handling out front. Leaves it for Emily Sinyon. Top of the key with Carly Bowden. Left wing with Jackson into the hands of Becky Painter. Becky Painter off to Pence up top. Kara Pence holding top of the key. Nowhere to go. And she travels. Shuffled their feet. Good denial by Pittsfield. Your officials here for game number one, Barry Wright, Tarek Torin, and Bob West. Game two tonight, Hillsboro and North Mac. Semifinal set for Wednesday. Weather doesn't seem too good on Wednesday, but that's what's forecast. It can definitely change and most likely will. No score here in our first quarterfinal. 6:35 for the opening quarter. At the foul line, Waters with the catch, bounced it once, leaves it off now left wing for Merriman. Back between the circles it goes to the freshman Eyck. Ten Eyck works right side, leaves it into the hands of Chloe Lemons. Back to Ten Eyck at the left elbow, cut off. Rob Corso will tell me before the ball game as Eyck calls for the double dribble out there that he coached against Jeff Shireman back in the 90s at the junior high level when Rob was over at Pace and Seymour. So they have known each other for a long, long time. And here they are squaring off in a 2A girls regional here tonight in Carthenville. Pittsfield plays out of the West Central Conference, the South Division. Of course, they're in the Sangamo Conference for football. On the curl, Sinyon fouled on the release. And I'll call it on the floor. And the foul will go on Kayla Merriman. That's her first. It's a South Central Sangamo Regional with Porta and Carthenville, the top two seeds, buys into the semifinals. As Painter tees up a three ball, yes, for Becky Painter. And Litchfield on the board first, courtesy of Painter. Hillsboro North Mac next. That's a South Central Sangamo battle. And if this was a football game, it too would be a South Central Sangamo battle. But it's not. Girls regional basketball game is what we have here this evening. On the left block, Merriman spins middle, missed it, gets her own rebound, kicks it to Waters, right elbow off the heel, hit the rim a second time, no, and the rebound corralled by Cox for Pittsfield. A third crack, and she draws a foul. This will be on Becky Painter, her first, team's first, and at the free throw line, the 5'9 sophomore, Katie Cox. Litchfield leading 3-0. Cox's free throw is good. And Pittsfield's on the board with 5:34 for the opening quarter. Long trip for Pittsfield over here to Carthenville tonight. And they would gladly make the trip two more times this week if they can. That second free throw too strong, but the rebound picked up by Lemons for Pittsfield. Off to Cox, her layup way too strong. And on the rebound, they get a foul on Katie Cox coming over the back. She had an absolute point-blank look on the right side of the rim and just overshot everything. Full-court pressure from the Saukies, and it goes to Carson Jackson. Jackson in the backcourt with the left-hand bounce, being pressured by Ten Eyck. On the left wing now with Carly Bowden. Check that, Kara Pence. Now it's into the hands of Bowden, top of the key. Off to Sinyon, right wing. Emily Sinyon holding high above her head and surveying. Now she puts it on the floor, top of the key. Painter looks for another three. That's an air ball out of bounds over to Pittsfield. Becky Miner rushed that one a little bit. Looked like she short-armed it as well. 5:07 first quarter. 3-1, Litchfield with the lead. Pittsfield's the 7 seed. Litchfield is the 10 seed. Five minutes for the opening quarter. Here's Waters. Top of the key it goes to Tenike. Ellie Tenike. Check that. That's Chloe Lemons. Leaves it back now for Tenike. On the baseline it goes to Waters. Back to Tenike into the hands of Merriman. Between the circles. Sagging off of her is Jackson. On the right wing now, Ashley Waters. Feeds it on the block to Cox. Now back to Chloe Lemons. Works right side. Pence does a good job to move her feet and stay right with her. Now the ball's jarred loose off of Kara Pence. It'll stay with Pittsfield, 4:25 for quarter number one. Saucy ball out of bounds on the baseline front court. They have everybody on the right side of the floor as Lemons is going to lob it out to Cox on the right wing. She attacks and draws the foul. Two free throws for Katie Cox. The foul is going to be on Becky Painter, her second. So both Litchfield fouls on Painter. That has a substitution at the table. Maddie Diamond. Free throw for Cox is no good. Katie's now 1-3 from the foul line as Maddie Diamond, the 5'3 junior, checks in, replacing Becky Painter. 4:22 first quarter. Litchfield leading 3-1. Second free throw for Cox. Off the heel too strong. The rebound down to the Purple Panthers. And Kara Pence leaves it off for Jackson. Carson in the backcourt. Working on Ellie Tenike. Across the timeline, Jackson being hounded out front there. Strong with the handle. Now she works right side. Picks up the bounce. And she's being pressured. She'll get the dribble handoff to Sinyan. And a jump ball. Good job by Pittsfield on the overplay there as Merriman forced the tie-up. Litchfield keeps it on the arrow. Halfway through the opening quarter, here in this quarterfinal, 3-1 Litchfield. Left side of the key with Maddie Diamond. Diamond now with the spin. Now she pulls it back. That pass right at the feet of Jackson goes past Carson into the backcourt for an over and back violation. 3:48 for the opening quarter. Litchfield's second turnover. Pittsfield's also turned it over twice. Panthers lead 3-1. Here comes Tenike. That pass is tipped and stolen by Diamond. Maddie Diamond pushes, middle of the lane, floats it up, missed it, and the rebound down to Pittsfield's Chloe Lemons. Lemons leaves it back for Tenike. Off to Cox. No. Fights for her own rebound and is picked up by Pence right underneath the hoop on the baseline. She gets it out to Jackson. Lead pass to Diamond. Maddie has a run out up and down for the easy deuce. 5-1 Litchfield, 3:10 first quarter. Ellie Tenike, the freshman, across the timeline for Pittsfield. Leaves it, volleyball spike line for Merriman. Back to Tenike now, 3 minutes for the first quarter. The freshman on the bounce, dribble handoff to Katie Cox. Across the floor to Merriman, right wing with Lemon. Here's Cox, right elbow jump shot, no. Kicked out, gets her own rebound. The putback is good for Katie Cox. She has all three Pittsfield points. Litchfield leads 5-3 over the Saukies. Purple Panthers with the basketball. Pittsfield getting second, third, and sometimes fourth opportunities on the offensive glass here early. 2.5 for the first quarter. Right wing with Carson Jackson. Jackson going to trigger a deep three, left it a little bit short, and the rebound tapped around, eventually picked up off the floor by Chloe Lemons for Pittsfield. Gives back to Katie Cox. Katie, oh, had it picked clean by Maddie Diamond after she picked up the bounce. Diamond on the attack. Layup is good. 4 quick points for Maddie Diamond off the bench. 2 steals as well. Cox was just a little bit loose with the basketball there. Diamond able to come up with the steal. 4 Pittsfield turnovers now. Last 2 have led to Diamond layups. They put the points on the wrong side of the board. It's actually 7-3. Now they're getting it corrected down there. Minute 50, first quarter. Here's Cox on the baseline with Waters. Leaves it back around and out for Lemons. Gets her own rebound, partially blocked by Bowden. Picked up at the foul line by Carson Jackson. 100 seconds first quarter. Into the front court, a pass to Sinyan. Deflected out by Kayla Merriman. It'll stay with the Purple Panthers. 97 seconds for the opening quarter. Hillsboro North Mac next here on FM 106 from Carthenville. Then off to the 1A Nokomis Regional for a quarterfinal between Lincolnwood and Sandoval. and broadcast about 9 o'clock this evening. Sinyon tries to go backdoor to Diamond, ill-advised, turned over as Cox was right there to intercept the pass, and then a foul in the backcourt. Well, no foul, just a whistle in the backcourt and sideline out of bounds for Pittsfield. So Saki ball, 80 seconds first quarter. Dribble handoff with Chloe Lemons on the left wing with Katie Cox. Back to Merriman now, right side of the floor with Tin Ike. In the right corner with Lemons. Chloe Lemons, bounce pass to the right elbow, corralled there by Merriman. Back it goes to Lemons. 65 seconds for the first quarter. Pittsfield taking their time. Litchfield sitting back in a 2-3 zone now. As Lemons turns the corner, gets inside the paint, pulls up from 12, hit on the release, and free throws for Pittsfield's Chloe Lemons. Kara Pence whistled for the foul. Actually, nope, they're going to get Bowden on the foul, her first. And at the free throw line, Chloe Lemons. The free throw is no good. Pittsfield just 1 of 5 from the foul line here in the opening quarter. Litchfield leads 7-3. 55 seconds for the opening 8 minutes of play. Second free throw for Chloe Lemons is good. 1 out of 2 for Chloe. 7-4 Litchfield. They have the lead and the ball. Carson Jackson in the backcourt. Working on Ellie Tin Ike. Jackson between midcourt and the volleyball spike line. Leaves it for Sinyon now on the right wing. Emily Sinyon. One of Bowden on the post. It wasn't there. Back to Diamond. Had trouble with the catch. She tracks it down in front of the scorer's table. Then her pass to Jackson is stolen by Cox. Diamond never saw her. Katie Cox attacks off the window. She missed it. Good contest by Diamond. But the follow is there for Chloe Lemons. Another offensive rebound for Pittsfield. 7-6 Litchfield. 20 seconds first quarter. That is something the Purple Panthers are going to have to get ironed out here as this game moves along. Must be better on the defensive boards. 10 seconds for the opening quarter. Diamond out between the circles in a high stack. Lost the handle a little bit. Picks up the dribble back to Jackson with 5. Carson checks the clock with 3. Is she going to get a shot off with 2? Yes. 3 at the horn. Rimmed it out. Did Carson Jackson. After 8 minutes here in the 2A Carlinville Regional Quarterfinal, Litchfield 7, Pittsfield 6, back with second quarter action following these messages on WQSMI. Second quarter action here from Carlinville High School, the 2A Regional Quarterfinal night. Hillsborough North Mac coming up next live here on WQSMI. As we're just underway in the second quarter, Litchfield leading Pittsfield 7-6. Saukies have the basketball to start the second quarter. Here is Merriman, run off the three-point line, gives to Lemons on the attack, blocked in there by Bowden. Another offensive rebound for Pittsfield. Kara Williams checked in at the quarter. She leaves it back for Merriman, who cans a triple. Kayla Merriman has given Pittsfield their first lead of the night, 9-7, just underway, second quarter, 7:20 first half. Here's Jackson. Bad pass, stolen by Cox. Katie, good hustle by Diamond, and Cox rattles it down. Diamond challenged Katie Cox, but Katie able to put it home, 11-7 Pittsfield. Cox has had 3 steals where she just steps right into the passing lane. Litchfield never has seen her, not once in any of those 3 occurrences. Here is Kara Pence in the right corner, a little bit of trouble, gets it off to Carson Jackson. Carson brings it back, top of the key. Now she turns the corner left elbow, lobs it down to Bowden, front of the rim. Carly off the window, missed it. And the rebound down to Pittsfield. Good look that time off the feed from Jackson. Carly just couldn't finish. Here's Cox. Skip pass. Merriman open for 3. Rimmed it out, no good. And the rebound to Maddie Diamond for Litchfield. 6.5 minutes first half. A 4-point lead for Pittsfield. As Diamond works right side, gets a screen from Jackson. Back to Carson now. Thought about the 3. Instead, top of the key with Pence. Litchfield in the road purple uniforms tonight. Litchfield in grayish lettering across the front. Pittsfield in the home white uniforms. Trimmed out in the red. Down to Bowden. Tough shot. Missed it. Good contest in there by Waters and Lemons on the double team. Ball picked up by Katie Cox for Pittsfield. Leaves it off for Kayla Merriman. She has it stolen by Diamond. Maddie's 3rd steal up and down for the Easy Deuce. 6 points for Diamond. All off steals and breakaway layups. 11-9, Saukies lead, 5:40 first half. Here's Lemons on the left wing with Katie Cox. Cox, volleyball spike line extended to Merriman. Back to Cox into the hands of Kara Williams, the 5'4 senior. Leaves it for Lemons, back to Williams. Across the floor to Merriman on the left wing now with Cox. Katie Cox, skip pass to Lemons. Chloe Lemons on the bounce, now leaves it back for Williams. Into the hands of Merriman. Dribble handoff with Katie Cox. On the right wing, Lemons return pass to Cox, and she draws the foul. That was a good cut without the basketball from Katie Cox. Made the skip pass and a hard cut to the foul line. Down to the right block, she'll have free throws. Fifth team foul on Litchfield, second personal on Carly Bowden. Free throw is good for Cox. She now has six for the ballgame, 2 of 5 from the foul line. Avery Huebner checks in, 5'9", freshman. And in for Litchfield, Laura Boston, a freshman, replacing Bowden. Williams is out for Pittsfield. Back on the floor is Ellie Tenike. Free throw for Cox is off the heel and down for Katie. 13-9 Pittsfield, showing a little man-to-man full court pressure here. Jackson in the backcourt working on Tenike. Across the timeline comes Carson. Keeps the dribble alive, gets a screen from Sinyon. Now works back the other way, left side, into the hands of Maddie Diamond. Maddie brings it across the head of the key, going to pull up from 14. Maddie shot around and down for Diamond. She has 8 points off the Purple Panther bench. And it's 13-11. Pittsfield with the lead and the ball, 4:40 first half. Diamond has been a spark. She has 8 of Litchfield's 11. Painter hit a 3 to get the scoring started. And since that time, Maddie Diamond has the rest of the points. She's not a starter. On the baseline with Cox. Bad pass stolen, went right to Kara Pence. Into the hands of Carson Jackson. A 2 for the tie, a 3 for the lead. Here's Diamond on the left wing. Maddie Diamond brings it back, top of the key. Cut off, turning the corner there by Cox. She pulls it back now beyond the volleyball spike line. Works to the right side. Diamond gets to the baseline, off to Pence. Here's Sinyon. Emily Sinyon, left wing. Miscommunication. She went to throw to Boston. The problem was Boston was headed across the lane to set a screen. 6, Litchfield turnover. 3:50, first half. 13-11. Pittsfield with the lead and the ball. The Saukies, the 7 seed. Litchfield, the 10 seed in the subsectional. Here's Cox. Defenses collapse. She gets it off to Merriman. Nowhere to go there. Bounces it out to Tenike. Ellie Tenike bouncing between the circles. Litchfield in the 2-3 zone. On the right wing with Merriman. On the baseline to Lemons. Bad pass stolen by Maddie Diamond. Diamond's 4th steal by my count. 4 steals and 8 points. Not a bad night's work, and she's done it in about a quarter. Down to Jackson. Carson spins middle, floats it up. Too strong off the window, and the rebound down to Pittsfield. And Jeff Shireman wants a timeout. 3:10, first half, Pittsfield 13, Litchfield 11. You're listening to the 2A Carletonville Regional Quarterfinal on WSMI. Following the Sonke timeout, Pittsfield has the basketball, a 2-point lead, 3 minutes for the first half. On the right wing with Chloe Lemons. Lemons gets it back to Ellie Tenike. On the baseline now with Lemons. Lemons drives said baseline, kicked out of there by Emily Sinyon across the way. It'll stay with Pittsfield, 2:52 for the first half of play. Out of bounds on the baseline for Chloe Lemons. She gets it into Kara Williams. Quick trigger three is good for Kara Williams. Her first bucket tonight. Second three of the quarter for Pittsfield, and they lead 16-11. 2:40 first half. Carson Jackson spinning away out on the right wing, back between the circles to Sinyon. That pass tipped out of there. It's off of Cox. It might have been off of Maddie Diamond, though, because she came away from that play shaking her right hand like she might have jammed a finger. Litchfield ball, 2:33 first half. In it goes to Maddie Diamond on the sideline trigger. She's being guarded out there by Cox in the Pittsfield man-to-man. Diamond works right side now, picks up the dribble. She needs some assistance. Cox is all over Maddie Diamond, and Rob Corso going to use a timeout. 2:20 first half, Pittsfield 16, Litchfield 11. We'll come back to the Big House on West Main in Carletonville following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at the Big House on West Main. Our buddy Lane has made it up through our broadcast position. He's not causing too much trouble yet, but the night's young. The night is young. 2:20 for the first half, Pittsfield leading Carletonville 16 11. And Lane only wants one thing tonight. He wants a technical foul. And he only wants one thing, but he wants that one thing like 12 times. Litchfield ball on the sideline, stage side. And it goes to Maddie Diamond. Here's Jackson, right side of the key. Carson Jackson keeps the bounce alive, being guarded out there by Ellie Ten Eyck. Jackson picks up the dribble. She's in some trouble now. Pivots around, nowhere to go, and we're going to get a five-second count. Yep, there it is. Seventh Litchfield turnover. The Pittsfield man-to-man pressure is intense. Once Litchfield picks up the ball, Pittsfield is picking up and getting even tighter on that defense, and there's just nowhere for Litchfield to go. They're not coming and meeting the basketball to help out their teammate. Inside of 2 minutes, first half, a five-point Pittsfield lead. Litchfield led by one after the opening quarter. Here is Ten Eyck. Works left side, leaves it back now for Merriman. Back into the hands of Ten Eyck. On the right wing with Chloe Lemons. Lemons back to Ten Eyck. Bounce pass, high post to Waters. Skip pass now on the baseline with Cox. Sinyon with the defense there. Good job by Emily to move her feet. Here's Lemons, middle of the lane, and she's fouled. Sixth team foul. And it looks like Kara Pence is the guilty party for Litchfield. And that will be her second. So 2-1 Pence, 2-1 Bowden, 2-1 Painter. As Carly Bowden to the table, she will check in right now. The free throw from Lemons is good. Chloe with four. Bowden is in, Pence is out for the Purple Panthers. 94 seconds, first half. 17-11, Saukies with the lead. Porta gets the winner of this game Wednesday night at 6. Free throw for Lemons. Off the heel and down. Boy, that thing hit the back rim hard, caught the front rim, and dropped in for Chloe Lemons. She has 5. Biggest lead of the night for Pittsfield at 7. Sinyon gets it into Maddie Diamond, that man-to-man full-court pressure. So the Panthers release. It's Diamond and Cox one-on-one into the front court comes Maddie. Gets a screen from Sinyon. Cox moves right through that. And again, aggressive with the defense. Back to Jackson. A minute 15, first half. Here's Carson in the left corner. Keeps the bounce alive. Now she attacks baseline. Nice pass along to Diamond. Missed it. Jackson with the offensive rebound. She'll pull it out on the left wing. We approach the final minute of the first half. A high stack offense for Litchfield. Jackson turns the corner. No one's there. The layup is good. That's the beauty of that high-stack offense right there. The screen was good. Jackson took advantage, and the Pittsfield defense did not rotate properly. 18-13, Saukies lead with the ball, 45 seconds first half. Here's Merriman on the left wing. Baseline to Cox, dribble drive. Wild shot off the top of the backboard. It'll belong to Litchfield. I think Cox there was just anticipating contact, trying to draw the foul, and just wanted to get the ball up on the backboard to get to the free throw line. The problem was there was no foul and no whistle. So it's Litchfield ball. 35 seconds first half. Maddie Diamond, she has been the savior for Litchfield here in the first half. She has it in her hands right now on the left wing. Off to Carson Jackson, left side of the key. Again, that high stack offense for the Purple Panthers. Into the hands of Diamond. Maddie Diamond works right side, gets a screen from Boston. Into the hands of Sinyon now. Emily to the foul line, cut off. Leaves it back for Carson. Jackson for three. That just grazes the front iron. Rebound down to Cox. 10 seconds for the half. Pittsfield will push with Merriman. In the right corner it goes with Lemons. 5 seconds for the half. Here's Ten Eyck. Merriman, corner pocket three at the horn. Left it a little bit short. Put back after the horn. No good. And after two quarters here in this 2A regional quarterfinal at Carletonville, it is Pittsfield 18. Litchfield 13. It is time now for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show on WSMI. Litchfield gets the basketball to start the third quarter. Pittsfield leading by 5, 18-13. Panthers have Sinyon, Pence, Bowden, Painter, and Jackson on the floor. Actually, no Bowden. It's Maddie Diamond getting the start here in the second half for Litchfield, which begins with a turnover for the Purple Panthers. Some miscommunication over there in the right corner. So Jackson, Painter, Pence, Diamond, and Sinyon for Litchfield. For Pittsfield, you have Lemons, Merriman, Waters, Cox, and Ten Eyck. On the right wing with Lemons. Litchfield in that 2-3 zone. Three players with two fouls. Here's Cox, left side of the key. Hands it off to Merriman. In the corner it goes to Lemons. Back to Cox now on the right wing. Now Litchfield switch back to man. Here's Cox at the right elbow. Turns the corner, rises on the baseline, left it a little bit short. Painter is tied up on the rebound with Lemons, and on the arrow it'll belong to Pittsfield. Hillsborough North Mac next here on WUSMI. Regional week for 1A and 2A girls. As ripped away, Waters has it stolen by Maddie Diamond. Another steal for Diamond. 6:55, third quarter. High post, bad pass, knocked away by Waters, tipped into the backcourt, corralled there by Becky Painter, and Litchfield will maintain possession. Painter sat a lot of that first half after two early fouls. High post to Pence, lobs down to Sinyon. Emily can't make the catch cleanly, and she's out of bounds. Ninth turnover. That was a nice high-low action, just Sinyon could not corral it cleanly. Pittsfield ball with a five-point lead. Clock running 6.5 minutes, third quarter. On the left wing with Katie Cox. Top of the key to Ashley Waters. Waters now on the wing to Merriman. Feeds the post down to Cox. Poked away by Painter. Katie Cox to her knees to crowd and gets it back to Kayla Merriman. Wears those volleyball knee pads, so she kind of slid on the floor a little bit as she was making that catch and making the pass. Now on the cut, Cox, she's fouled by Painter. That's the third foul on Becky Painter. First foul of the half on Litchfield. There was some contact there as Cox's head snapped back. 6:09, third quarter. Pittsfield ball on the baseline. In it goes right corner to Waters. Off to Lemons. Chloe Lemons leaves it back for Ellie Tenaik. Tenaik on the left wing for Lemons. Right back to Tenaik it goes. On the right wing now to Kayla Merriman. Back to Tenaik. 5:50, third quarter. Here's Cox on the attack. Spins left block. Almost taken away by Diamond again, but it leads to the travel. So Maddie Diamond doesn't get a steal, but she does force another turnover. No one has scored here in the first 2:12 of the third quarter. 18-13 Pittsfield. Saukie showing a little full court pressure. Litchfield gets it in with Jackson, and Pittsfield falls back into man-to-man pressure as Carson brings it across the timeline. Carson Jackson at the volleyball spike line, leaves it for Pence. Right side of the top of the key. Bounce pass to Diamond. Maddie leaves it for Jackson at the left elbow. Carson will turn and face, working on the freshman Tenaik. Attacks, counted, and the foul, Carson Jackson. 4 for Carson, a strong dribble drive left, and she'll have a free throw for the old-fashioned 3. The bucket gets Litchfield within 3. Second personal foul on Merriman. The 5'6 senior, the lefty, Carson Jackson. Toss is short, and on the rebound, it's out of bounds off of Pittsfield. Good job by Becky Painter to deflect that ball off of Waters. And that was a gutsy play from Painter because she's playing with 3 fouls. That could have easily been her 4th. Here's Sinyon on the baseline. Gets it into Jackson. A 3 for the tie for the Purple Panthers. 5:15, third quarter. Here's Pence with the right elbow. Dangerous pass. Finds its way home to Maddie Diamond. Diamond leaves it for Jackson. Carson spins quickly. Attacks again. Draws the foul again. 2 free throws for Carson Jackson. She's found a matchup she likes over there against the freshman Ellie Tenaik. First foul on Tenaik, as that's the second time Jackson has made the catch there and quickly spun baseline. Free throw is short. She's left her last 2 foul shots off the front rim. A 3-point Pittsfield lead, 5:07, third quarter. Second free throw for Carson Jackson is no good. Missed the pair. And the rebound down to Pittsfield and Ashley Waters. Here come the Saukies with Katie Cox into the front court. Leaves it off for Tenaik. Ellie Tenaik on the left wing into the hands of Cox. Left side of the key now with Ashley Waters. Back door looking for Tenaik. And we have a whistle and foul on the Purple Panthers. Let's see who they get. Painter was in the area. It will not be Becky Painter. Looks like Emily Sinyon will be whistled for the foul, her first. Baseline out of bounds for the Saukies. Lemons gets it in, right corner with Ashley Waters. Back near midcourt it goes to Tenaik. Ellie Tenaik on the right wing with Chloe Lemons. Pass to the right elbow to Waters. Deflected away there, ripped away by Pence, and now Pence is fouled. Litchfield has had real good active hands defensively here tonight. Pence took the brunt of that one. They were swiping all over the place getting at that basketball. The foul goes on Ashley Waters, her first, and Waters will check out. As on to the floor is Avery Huebner, 5'9 freshman. Here's Pence, right elbow, 3-point Pittsfield lead. Kara Pence between the circles to Maddie Diamond. Maddie Diamond on the bounce. The 5-second count is on. Maddie gets it away to Kara Pence. Left side of the key. Here's Jackson at the foul line. She'll fire a little bit strong, and the rebound down to Katie Cox. She get off the floor nicely for that rebound. Now the young sophomore wants to push. Cox down the floor, cut off on the baseline. Leaves it back now for Tin Ike. Halfway through the third quarter, Pittsfield has not scored in the quarter. Litchfield has cut the lead down to 3. It was 5 at the half. Here is Merriman. Off to tonight, top of the key, on the right side of the floor with Cox. Bounce pass, foul line to Huebner. Right back to Cox it goes. Skip pass into the hands of Chloe Lemons. Drives baseline, block, fouled, count it, and a free throw coming. The second personal on Sinyon. The bucket is good for Chloe Lemons. She now has 7 points. A 5-point lead for the Saukies, and a free throw on the way with 3:41 for the third quarter. The toss is off the mark, no good. Rebound tracked down to the right corner by Becky Painter. So we're right where we were at the half, a 5-point lead for Pittsfield. 3.5 minutes, third quarter. Pence wants the triple. No good off the mark. Rebound tapped around, pulled down by Pittsfield's Avery Huebner. Hillsboro North Mac coming up next here on WSMI. That'll be live here from Carletonville. And then about 9 o'clock tonight, a Nokomis Regional Quarterfinal in Class 1A, Lincolnwood and Sandoval. Gary Boker has the call there, again about 9 o'clock this evening here on FM 106. Cox on the attack, counted in the foul. Katie Cox with 9. Again, a nice cut to the basket without the basketball. They will get Kara Pence with her third personal. Fourth foul of the half on Litchfield, and Rob Corso wants a timeout. 3:07 to play in the third quarter. Pittsfield 22, Litchfield 15. We'll come back to Carletonville High School in this 2A regional quarterfinal following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at the Big House on West Main in Carletonville. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this regional triple header on the opening night of postseason play. Katie Cox at the free throw line for the old-fashioned 3-point play, and the free throw goes down. Hit all the iron it could, but it goes home. 23-15 Pittsfield. Pittsfield on a little 5-0 run here after the Purple Panthers had cut it down to 3. Here's Maddie Diamond, an 8-foot runner, way too strong, off the window to Bowden, and Carly is fouled. It wasn't a pass, but it worked out just as good as Maddie's shot went off the other side of the backboard right to Carly Bowden, and she draws the foul. Fourth team foul of the half on Pittsfield. Bowden's free throw is good. Carly's first point tonight. Got that foul on Katie Cox. Her second. Free throw is short, and there's Painter's fourth foul going over the back. Fifth team foul, number 4 on Becky Painter, and she's going to have to check out as Emily Sinyon to the table. Painter will come in, or Painter will go out, excuse me, with those 4 fouls. Becky's never really been able to get in a flow tonight. She hit that 3 early, game's first points, but then she's been in foul trouble ever since. 2:45 for the third quarter, 23-16 Pittsfield leading with the ball. Here's Merriman, back to Cox, left side of the key. Katie Cox spins at the foul line, rises from 14, yes, for Katie Cox, a dozen. For Cox, that was a real pretty move there. Silky smooth. 25-16 Pittsfield. 2:25 third quarter. Jackson handling out near midcourt. The big CHS with the Cavalier sword right through the C at midcourt. Here's Diamond, a floater, left it short. Saved by Bowden, but picked up underneath by Huebner. Here comes Cox. She wants to push. Right at Sinyon. It is good for Katie Cox. That's a high-level finish and take right there. For the sophomore, 27-16 Pittsfield, 2 minutes, third quarter. A little bit of danger time now for for the Purple Panthers. A lot of basketball to play, but they need a good offensive possession right here, and that is not it. That's a turnover and a steal. A run out for Huebner. Layup no good. Good contest by Litchfield to hustle back. Kara Williams with the follow. That putback is good. Five for Williams. Two Purple Panthers got back to challenge the initial layup, which was missed, but then there were no other Purple Panthers back to cut off Kara Williams. 29-16 Pittsfield, 90 seconds, third quarter. Jackson out front. That's a five-second count. She was going nowhere, and the pressure defense was there by Merriman. You must be aware of that when you're playing this Pittsfield Saukee team. They will get up in your shorts defensively, and if you're not moving towards the basket, the five-second count is on. 85 seconds for the third quarter, 29-16 Pittsfield. They're on an 11-1 run right now. Minute 15 for the third. Here's Cox between the circles. Bounce pass left wing with Kara Williams. Kara wants to feed the post, deflected out of there by Carson Jackson. It'll stay with Pittsfield, 69 seconds for the quarter. It will be Chloe Lemons, the throw in, deep in that left corner. Across the floor, bounce pass to Merriman, and she is fouled by Diamond. Nice out-of-bounds set there as that ball was all the way in the right corner by about the three-point line. And the pass went all the – or the left corner, excuse me. The pass went all the way to the right side of the lane. Two free throws for Kayla Merriman. The toss is good. Four for Merriman, 30-16 Pittsfield. Winner gets Porta Wednesday night in the 6 o'clock semifinal. Second free throw hits the front rim and crawls over for Merriman. She has five. Substitution now for Pittsfield. Torrey Waters checks in, a 5'3 freshman, replacing Kara Williams. Full court pressure from the Saukees. Carson Jackson takes the inbounds pass. Working against Merriman across the timeline. Into the final minute, third quarter. Carson Jackson spinning away from Merriman. On the bounce, leaves it for Pence. Back to Jackson. Return pass to Pence. Kara 4-3, left it a little short out of the left corner. And on the rebound, a foul on Pittsfield. They will get Kayla Merriman on the rebound. That'll be her third. Litchfield ball on the baseline. Ellie tonight quickly to the table, replacing Merriman. 50.4 seconds, third quarter. Sinyon. Looking on the baseline. Gets it into Bowden. Tipped away from Carly. Going to be picked up off the floor by Cox. She's tied up by Sinyon, and Litchfield keeps it on the arrow. Good hustle by both Cox and Sinyon there on the tie-up. 46.7 seconds for quarter number three. Pittsfield led 18-13 at the half. It was 18-15 a couple minutes into the third quarter. All of a sudden, it's 31-16. Here's Bowden, right side of the key. Down to Diamond all alone. Can't get it to go, but she was fouled. Two free throws for Maddie Diamond. They're going to get Torrey Waters on the personal. Clock will stop. 39 seconds to play. Third quarter. Maddie Diamond, 8 first half points. That toss is good. She came off the bench. Multiple steals early. Multiple fast break layups. She now has 9 points with a second free throw coming. That free throw's off the mark and the rebound down to Pittsfield. 31-17, Saukees lead with the ball. See if they want to hold for the final shot here. 30 seconds for the third. Here's Kara Williams in the left corner. Back out front it goes to Ellie Tenike. Here's Lemons. Bounce pass, foul line to Huebner. Right back to Lemons into the hands of Tenike. 18 seconds for the third quarter. 31-17, Pittsfield with the lead. Porta gets the winner Wednesday night at 6. Championship game scheduled for Friday night here at Carthenville. In the corner, three ball, Tenike off the mark, no good. 2 seconds, Diamond, midcourt. Is she going to get it off? No, she passed to Sinyon. She had a midcourt shot but did not take it. After three quarters, Pittsfield 31, Litchfield 17. Back with the fourth quarter following these messages on WSMI. As we get set for the money quarter, Pittsfield leading Litchfield 31-17. Saukees won the third quarter 13-4. Litchfield scored the first 3 points of that third quarter. The first 2 points of the quarter, excuse me. 31-17, Sockies with the lead. Porta awaits the winner on Wednesday. That ball deflected out by Litchfield. They'll stay with the Sockies. Right in front of their own bench, Chloe Lemons will trigger it in. Gets it in right to Cox. She drives baseline, gets to the right side. Layup rattled out, no good. And the rebound down to Kara Pence. She is trapped underneath the hoop and able to throw it off of a Sockie out of bounds. It'll stay with Litchfield. Carly Bowden, Carson Jackson, Emily Sinian. They are the three seniors on the roster for the Purple Panthers. So they need to mount a comeback, or their high school careers will come to a close here tonight. 31-17 Pittsfield, 7:20 ball game. Jackson out front, the 5-second count's on, and there it is. 12th turnover. We have seen that a number of times here tonight with the ball pressure out front. And that's not something you necessarily see a lot of throughout the regular season. Most teams do not necessarily apply that type of pressure consistently. Pittsfield does, and they have forced a couple of turnovers as a result. Here's Tenike in the right corner. Dumps it on the block to Lemons. Chloe Lemons back to Tenike. She'll fire the three and got it. Ellie Tenike has her first bucket. It's a three ball out of the right corner. 34-17 Pittsfield. They're doubling up Litchfield all of a sudden. 6:55 ball game. Here's Jackson on the right wing. Carson Jackson leaves it for Pence. Backdoor Carson off the window. It's good for Carson Jackson. Nice offense there for the Purple Panthers. 34-19, Sockies lead, 6:40 ball game. On the right wing with Lemons. Leaves it back for Katie Cox. Cox picked up the bounce, now leaves it for Heavener. Avery Heavener off to Ellie Tenike. On the bounce out near midcourt, right wing it goes to Lemons. Cox back door, right block off the window. It's good for Katie Cox. 16 for the sophomore Cox. And then a violation on the inbounds for Litchfield. That is an unforced turnover right there. Maddie Diamond's bounce pass into Becky Painter bounced off the inline. So Pittsfield ball on the baseline, leading 36-19. Lemons gets it in. Tenike, another corner three. This one is short, tipped out by Sinian. Onto the stage it goes. It'll stay with Pittsfield. Ashley Waters back in the game for the Sockies, replacing Avery Heavener. And Pittsfield wants a timeout. 6:15 for the ball game. It is Pittsfield 36, Litchfield 19. You're listening to the 2A regional quarterfinal from Carthenville. Back following these messages. Following the Pittsfield timeout, Sockies basketball front court sideline trigger stage side. They get it in to the freshman Ellie Tenike. Tenike handling out between the circles. Clock running, 6:10 ball game. On the attack, Tenike no offensive rebound. Waters, and we'll get a jump ball. Litchfield has it on the arrow. Hillsboro North Mac coming up next here on FM 106. Then our third broadcast tonight from the 1A Nokomis Regional, as it will be Lincolnwood and Sandoval. That broadcast about 9 o'clock this evening with Gary Boker here on WSMI, a regional triple header to get your week of postseason hoops started. Bad entry pass to Sinian by Jackson, tipped and stolen. 14th Litchfield turnover. And Pittsfield gives it right back as Painter rips it away from Merriman. Now Becky Painter loses the handle going down the floor. Out of bounds it goes, but it's last touched by Pittsfield. Litchfield ball, 5:40 to play, ball game. All the scores, of course, tomorrow morning, 7:30, spotlight on sports. We'll get you caught up on the first night of postseason play for 1A and 2A girls. A few boys' games around the area tonight, and of course, 3A and 4A girls. They will begin postseason play next week. Here's Painter at the foul line, leads for Jackson. That is a deep three for Carson, left it short. Offensive rebound to Kara Pence. Back to Jackson at the volleyball spike line. Into the hands of Painter. Entry pass to Pence, tipped, stolen. 15 Litchfield turnovers now. Here's Tenike, lead pass for Cox. Tough catch there, able to corral. Now a skip pass to Merriman. Back between the circles to Tenike. 5 minutes for the ball game and a reach-in foul on Maddie Diamond. That puts Litchfield over the limit on their seventh team foul. It will send Ellie Tenike to the free throw line. Kara Williams at the table. She will check in, replacing Ashley Waters. A great basketball town is Pittsfield. It's a fun place to go watch a ball game. Free throw is good for Tin Ike. She has four. I remember going over there years ago. North Mac was over there for a boys' regional. Awesome atmosphere, but, man, you are over there. I was close to the high school, came to a stop sign, and there was a sign that said, turn right if you want to go to Hannibal. Oh, my. Free throw good for Tin Ike. 38-19, Pittsfield with the lead, 4:55 for the ball game. Jackson being checked out there by Tin Ike. Boy, they get after you defensively with that man-to-man pressure. And it looks like it will be Pittsfield and Porta on Wednesday night. And of course, Porta extremely strong this year. They are an outstanding club. They were in the sectional last year, maybe a little bit better this year. But they're going to have to be strong with the basketball against this pressure from Pittsfield come Wednesday night. And Pittsfield is kind of the unknown quantity here. I mean, you can get film on them, and Litchfield had film on them, but it's not like it's an area team where you're kind of just familiar with them day in, day out throughout the basketball season. There was a foul on Tin Ike. That is her second. It sends Carson Jackson to the free throw line. Toss good. That was the seventh team foul on Pittsfield as well. One more free throw for Jackson. Toss is good. Carson with eight. 38-21. Pittsfield with the lead and the ball. Clock running 4:25 ball game. Hillsboro and North Mac next here on WSMI. Merriman leaves it off for Williams, top of the key. Into the hands of Katie Cox. Right wing now with Chloe Lemons. Chloe Lemons into the triple threat position. Leaves it back for Tin Ike. Ellie Tin Ike. Keeps the bounce alive out at the volleyball spike line. Into the hands of Merriman. Halfway through the fourth quarter. Here's Katie Cox, top of the key, working on Painter. Gets past Becky and draws the foul. That'll be number five on Becky Painter. 3:57 for the ball game. So we'll see who Rob Corso summons off the Litchfield bench. He takes a gander down there, and it'll be Carly Bowden. Well, they're saying four fouls now, or they got the foul on number four. Hold on here. Some confusion. It is not number five on Becky Painter. They're going to instead whistle the third on Emily Sinyon. Well, there you go. A reprieve for Becky Painter. 3:57 for the game. 38-21. Pittsfield in control after they trailed by one at the half, led by five. Trailed by one after one, led by five at the half as the free throw for Cox is good. 17 now for Katie Cox. Now it's Corey Litchfield 12-6 in the second, 13-4 in the third. Free throw off the heel too strong. Rebound tipped around, eventually picked up by Lemons for Pittsfield. She'll get it back to Kara Williams, and the Saukies will reset, leading 38-22. Williams behind the back dribble out front. Now she almost threw it away, saved right in front of the Pittsfield bench by Kayla Merriman. Merriman back door with Cox. Katie Cox off the window, no, but she's fouled. 3:36 to play, and Katie Cox will be back at the free throw line. They'll get Sinyon. That's her fourth. Cox is just a sophomore. She is a phenomenal basketball player. Very smooth. Free throw is no good. She got 17 points, and she has missed, six foul shots here tonight. Free throw is good. 18 for Katie Cox. 39-22 Pittsfield. Here's Carson Jackson in the backcourt working on Tori Waters. Jackson picks up the dribble. Top of the key it goes to Sinyon. Lobs it down to Pence. Deflected away by Chloe Lemons and turned over. This is a good Pittsfield outfit here. They co-op with Griggsville Perry. But they are the Pittsfield Saukies. That's what the uniform says. On the curl, Lemons rises up a little bit strong, and the rebound down to Kara Pence. Leaves it off for Emily Sinyon. Here's Painter. Inside of 3 minutes for the Litchfield season, they trail 40-22. This was a great bounce-back year, though, for Litchfield in so many ways. They had struggled with their numbers the last couple of years. It had some rough ones in terms of the actual wins and losses, but they finished the regular year above 500 at 15-14 this year as Litchfield turns it over. Then Pittsfield gives it right back. Sinyon for three, and she canned it. Emily Sinyon's first bucket tonight. Rob Corsa wants a timeout, I think, just for a quick substitution, but he will take the 20. 2:28 for the ball game. Pittsfield 40, Litchfield 25. We'll come back to Carthenville in the 2A regional quarterfinal following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at the Big House on West Main in Carthenville. Pittsfield leading 40-24 over Litchfield. But as I was saying before the Panther timeout, for Litchfield to go 15-14 this year for where they were the last couple years, that is just a fantastic job by these young ladies. And head coach Rob Corso and his assistant Michaela Bergschneider, as you could tell, I remember seeing them the first game of the year against Nokomis, and you could just see it. This team was drastically improved from the last couple of years, and they wind up with a winning record for the regular season, but their year's going to come to a close here in the regional quarterfinal. It's a very solid Pittsfield team. On the right elbow with Ashley Waters. Waters pivots around, nowhere to go, leads it back now into the hands of Merriman. Inside of 2 minutes. For Pittsfield, this will be their 17th win on the year. And a date with Porta Wednesday night. As Jeff Shireman takes a timeout, there was a potential tie-up on the floor. He didn't like it, so he takes the TO. A minute 45 for the ball game. 40-24, Pittsfield leading Litchfield. Back to Carthenville in just a moment. Pittsfield leading Litchfield 40-24 here in our first quarterfinal. Second quarterfinal coming up next. Hillsboro taking on North Mac. The winner of that game will get Carthenville on Wednesday night. That's a broadcast we'll have live at 7:30 Wednesday night right here on FM 106. Here's Katie Cox. Attacks, leaves it off for Waters. Off the window, it's good for Ashley Waters. Her first bucket of the night. 90 seconds for the ball game. In the front court with Sinyon. Litchfield has their three. Well, they're going to have their three seniors on the floor, but Carly Bowden's waiting at the table. Down to Jackson, to Diamond, 15-footer. Yes, for Maddie Diamond. 11 points for Maddie Diamond. A minute 15 for the fourth quarter, and senior Kara Pence is stuck at the scorer's table right now. We need a stoppage so the senior can get in here to wind down her career. Emily Sinyon's on the floor. Carson Jackson's on the floor. They are the other two Purple Panther seniors. Carly Bowden just left sitting, waiting to check in. 55 seconds for the ball game. Porta and Pittsfield Wednesday night, 6 o'clock here at Carthenville. That'll be an interesting game. Obviously, Porta will be the favorite. They are extremely talented this year, but this Pittsfield team could present a few problems. Be an interesting ball game come Wednesday. Half a minute for the game. Pittsfield in dribble out mode right here. Now they go backdoor at Lemons, deflected away by Pence, and she'll get it off to Maddie Diamond. Maddie Diamond races the other way. Layup is good for Diamond. 13 for Maddie. Clock running 20 seconds. Now I don't know if Carly Bowden is going to get back in the ballgame or not. She had a really good senior year for the Purple Panthers. She got in foul trouble early tonight, and that kept her off the floor away from her normal minutes. 5 seconds and four, and the Pittsfield Saukies are going to beat the Litchfield Purple Panthers 42-28 and advance into the regional semifinal to take on Porta Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. So 42-28 is the final. Pittsfield over Litchfield. We'll take a break. We'll come back, wrap up this game, and, of course, get you set for Hillsboro and North Max, scheduled for about a 7:30 tip here tonight at Carthenville. You're listening to the Class 2A Carthenville Regional Quarterfinal on WSMI.